Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us. Dr. Edward Carlton is using his experience as a mechanical engineer and healthcare professional to help patients who suffer from brain-based disorders find relief through a drug-free solution. Through a brain training method known as neurofeedback, he has helped patients who suffer from the likes of ADD, ADHD, bipolar disorder, PTSD, autism, epilepsy, insomnia, and traumatic brain injuries. Dr. Carlton is the author of the book, The Answer. If you use neurofeedback training as a cross between engineering and medicine, using the best of both to provide long-term drug-free results and relief for patients, he believes that through neurofeedback training, many symptoms caused by brain-based disorders can be eliminated without the use of pharmaceuticals. And he knows firsthand, diagnosed with bipolar disorder in midlife, he spent years searching for a natural solution to his brain-based disorder, and he found it with neurofeedback training. Dr. Edward Carlton, author of The Answer, back with us on This Week in America. Dr. Carlton, welcome back to the program.
Thanks for having me, Rick.
There are so many interesting things in the book, The Answer, that we did not get to on the first program. And I encourage you to go to the website, thisweekinamerica.us. You can go to the archive section there for audio and video and listen and watch the first program with Dr. Carlton. I mentioned at the beginning, and I just want to touch on it briefly, you've got a chapter that starts off in the book, chapter 3. I'm not just a practitioner, I'm a client. This training that you discovered, this really changed your life in a number of ways, including your profession as well, didn't it?
Yes, sir, it did. As you mentioned when you talked earlier, the real genesis of the book itself was my own bipolar disorder. I suffered with it since I was a child. Although, as we know, these diagnoses weren't around back in the 60s, right? But it's becoming more prevalent now as people become more informed on what mental illness actually is. That being said, yes, I have spent over 20 years on medications. Wide range of medications. And the biggest challenge I found with medications was the same thing most other people using it. It's not a fix. It basically, you have to take them every day, and it doesn't ever solve the problem itself. So when I found neurofeedback training a couple years ago, it was at a professional symposium, and I saw it. It was being showcased, and I went over and spoke to the practitioner and actually did an initial session. Following that time, I subsequently became trained. I'm a certified provider, as you mentioned. And over the course of the first 6 months of having the equipment, I got off my medications entirely. And I'm proud to say I now have no symptoms pretty much at all. I can't say that I'm cured because you can't use that term, but I can say that I have no more symptoms, which in my opinion works pretty well.
And you have been taking this knowledge and using it on patients who say the same thing. They say their lives have changed because of what has happened in visiting you. It's interesting, and you talk in the book, The Answer, the brain problems can't be eliminated like an infection. And that's sort of the way conventional medicine has operated, isn't it? You've got a problem that's brain-based, and you take medication for it like we're trying to make a virus go away.
Yes, but the primary problem is, for example, if you take amoxicillin, a pretty standard antibiotic for a sinus infection, there's a beginning and an end. And when you start, you have an infection. You take the antibiotic, which basically helps your body's natural processes kill off the bacteria that's causing the sinus infection. And at the end, you're cured. You can use that term. You no longer have a sinus infection. You don't have the symptoms anymore. And you're healthy once again. The primary difference between that and the use of psychotropic medications for mental illness is there is no end, there is no cure, and what you're treating, in the proper term there, is treating, not curing, but treating, the symptoms. If the symptoms is anxiety, for example, they'll use something called benzodiazepine, most typically, Xanax or Ativan, Clonopin. And what they'll do is treat the symptoms of anxiety. They don't change the cause of it, the brain going too fast. They don't change the feelings. The brain is still thinking anxious thoughts. The problem with that is if you don't change the thoughts, you have to keep taking the medications every single day because you keep experiencing the same symptoms. So with regular antibiotics, yeah, beginning and end. Psychotropic drugs, not so much.
Dr. Edward Carlton, our guest on the program, author of the book, The Answer, the book for anyone with ADD, ADHD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, autism, brain disorder, epilepsy, PTSD, or traumatic brain injury. Information on the book is available at his website, which is neurofeedbackcenter.com. We'll go through that several times during the course of the program, and you can go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on directly. Let's talk about neurofeedback, and basically, what are we talking about? What is it, and what type of disorders does it work most effectively on?
Well, to start with, what is neurofeedback training? In a nutshell, neurofeedback training is just what it sounds like, brain training. Okay, most people would not be surprised if you go to a gym and you get a physical exam by a trainer and he evaluates your fitness. And he says, okay, you're too tight here, you're too loose here, you need to work on your core muscles, and he hands you an exercise regimen. And you were to do it over the course of 6 months, you would expect to be healthier and more physically able. That wouldn't be a surprise, correct?
Yes.
Well, the same thing can be done with the human brain with the proper technology. Now, the way we do an evaluation is called a brain map. It's known as a quantity electroencephalogram. Big term, simply put, a brain map. And just what it sounds like. Looks like a shower cap, but we can measure in real time how someone's brain is working. Just like a fitness evaluation of the body. But once we have that information, and it takes about 20 minutes in a practitioner's office to determine how the brain is working. Once you have that information, you can actually design a protocol of exercise for the brain using neurofeedback to correct the imbalances. Sounds complicated, and what's going on behind the scenes is actually quite complex. But from the point of view of the patient, basically all the patient does in my office, once we have a map, which, as I said, is fairly simple, with the right equipment, they sit down, relax in our office, and we put sensors on their scalp, and we put earphones in their ears, okay, and we have them watch a video. Now, the video itself what the content in doesn't really matter. What it's designed to do is focus the person's brain on a medium. So while they're watching the video, and just like we're doing our conversation right now, and the people watching this this Skype interview themselves, if they suffer with a brain-based disorder, such as anxiety, while they're watching this, they're having anxious thoughts. The difference is when someone's in my office doing training, while they're watching the video, when the brain has those anxious thoughts, I can register that as I'm measuring it. When that happens, the video goes dim and the sound goes down. Not a painful process. However, what it does is it helps the brain come back into focus. Now, a normal training session is about 30 minutes long. So think about it this way. If you were trying to learn how to ride a bike and you got on it and you rode and you fell off to the right and you fell off to the left, after a while you would stop doing that because you would learn how to do it, correct?
Yes.
Same thing happens here. Over time, your brain learns to stay within the limits that have set on the equipment based on your brain map. So it's the conditioning process is known as operant conditioning, okay? Big fancy term, but it's basically no more complicated than a natural learning process that your brain uses every single day to learn anything, whether it's learning how to play the piano or swim or ride a bike or mathematics. It's a repetitive process that your brain learns to learn new activities. The neat thing with neurofeedback training when you're dealing with brain-based disorders is once we have a map, we can determine where it's not working properly. And with that information and the proper protocol, over time, you can help the brain learn to stay within healthy balance. And what happens is the symptoms associated with the imbalances, such as, for example, too fast beta brainwaves on the right-hand hemisphere. That's typically associated with anxiety. You decrease the beta brainwaves, bring your brain back into balance, the anxiety symptoms go away. And that's actually how it works.
All this information at Dr. Carlton's website, which is CarltonNeuroFeedbackCenter.com. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on directly. It's all in the book, The Answer. And it's interesting, one of the areas that you've had a great deal of success is in post-traumatic stress disorder. And one thing you talk about, and if you go to the website, you've got some great blogs there where you talk about a number of these brain-based disorders, in particular, what impact neurofeedback training has on that. And talking about PTSD, it's really something, isn't it, that more people experience than we really think. We tend to think of it as maybe war-related and limited to that. This is really something that touches a lot of people.
Yes, the term PTSD has come into use more prevalently in the last 15 years. Because we're more aware of it, because the combat vet's coming back, that's what they're associated with. However, if you look at the news today, and we were discussing before we got on the air live, what's going on in the world today, for example, mass shootings, people getting in their truck and running folks over in Germany, the stuff that's going on, those are traumatic experiences. And you, if you see them firsthand, that's going to affect you. That's one way to deal with it. War, obviously, is another one. Many people don't realize that a child who has been abused will suffer very frequently PTSD-type symptoms as they grow older. A woman who has had challenging things happen to them, maybe they were raped or something like that happened. As terrible as that is, they live through it, but 20 years later, they're still living the experience again and again. That's another form of PTSD. Now, the PTSD itself has a wide range of symptoms. As you asked a moment ago, what types of brain-based disorders can neurofeedback training help? And the fact of the matter is, it's really not limited by diagnosis. You can have anxiety, you can suffer with depression, you can have, as myself, bipolar disorder, you suffer with attention deficit or hyperactivity. They're all basically different symptoms of a brain that's not working properly. Now, the key to the PTSD is in the term post-traumatic stress disorder. That means some form of trauma occurred. And as a result, their people are having the symptoms. Most of the time, the symptoms are anxiety, severe insomnia, frequently chronic depression, muscle aches, fibromyalgia type problems. But they're all as a result of the traumatic experience from years before.
Talk about some of the common treatments that people, one thing you talk about is talk therapy, which is interesting, because then I would think you're sort of recalling these episodes that you would rather block from your mind. Talk about some of the common treatment.
Well, there's basically two types. First, as you mentioned, is talk therapy. Now, there's a number of different types of that, but most people are familiar with the idea to go to a psychologist or a counselor and sit down and have an hour conversation. Now, during these conversations, the whole idea is you're bringing up the traumatic event or events. And unfortunately, the challenge is you do have to relive them.
Yes.
The whole point behind it is the counselor, if they're properly trained, is supposed to help you develop a different perspective. The point being, if you can make yourself less reactive to it, you can learn to live with what happened and move forward with your life. Very powerful. It works, but it's very often a very painful procedure to do. That's one step. Another way to do it is medications, which most people like to use from the point of view of it's easy, quote unquote. Take medications, you don't have to talk to anybody. Your problem there is, as we talked earlier, the medications don't really treat what happened. If you did suffer post-traumatic stress disorder and you had a terrible event happen, you probably should see a counselor. There's no question it would help. But to use medications as a sole source, you're not going to see the types of improvements that you can get from neurofeedback training, because you're not actually eliminating the brain dysfunction that was caused by the traumatic event.
Now, how does neurofeedback training serve as an alternative? How does that work? And some of the results that you've seen? I know there was a study, a year ago, that was a national study that was very encouraging.
Yes, that's correct. Basically, with neurofeedback training, for example, I have an individual came in who was a retired Navy SEAL, and he had been severely injured in one of the wars. I think his was in Iran. Anyway, he came in, suffered with a severe anxiety, depression, and just chronic insomnia. He was on multiple medications. He was referred in by his psychiatrist because they were trying to find a way to get him past some of the symptoms he was having. So we did a brain map of him, and they determined which parts of the brain were working properly. So we used neurofeedback training in addition to the medication, not in place of, but in addition to it. And his last treatment, I think, in his case, was 4 or 5 weeks ago. And his medication had been reduced by over half, and his symptoms were much better. And his counselor, who was also getting counseling, had actually reached out to my office and said he was doing much better as a result. So the neurofeedback training didn't necessarily cure it, right? But it's made his brain healthier so that he could actually overcome the terrible thing that happened, because he was pretty badly injured and a number of people he was close to were killed. You can't change that, but you do have to figure out how to live with it. Neurofeedback training made his brain healthier so that he could do that.
Dr. Edward Carlton, our guest on the program. A few minutes left. Time always goes by so quickly. The website is CarltonNeuroFeedbackCenter.com. Carlton is C-A-R-L-T-O-N. Neuro, N-E-U-R-O, feedbackcenter.com. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and you can link on directly. Doctor, you've got some great information at the website, including the blogs that we talked about and an online screener, which is very helpful for people who think they maybe are suffering from PTSD. It's a great resource there as well.
Yes. We put that on there simply because many people suffer in silence with this type of thing. They don't realize that if they were, for example, they suffered with cancer and they almost died. Now they're healthy, supposedly. They're cancer survivors, right? And yet they still carry with them in the back of their brain, they're thinking, okay, tomorrow may be the end of the world. Well, there's no argument we're all going to die of something. I understand that. But the problem is if something is a severe illness can change your perception of the world to the point that sometimes it's difficult to go forward and continue enjoying it despite the fact that the illness has passed. That's just one example. So many people will suffer in silence. So we put the screener on her just in case someone wants to see for themselves, should they possibly seek help? In my case, obviously, the preference would be neurofeedback training, but at least help of some kind if they are dealing with the symptoms that may require that.
And it's interesting, a minute or so left in the program, you have people that come to you and neurofeedback training is helping people who may not have brain-based disorders. You've got in the book, you've got an executive that you dealt with that was having real creativity problem. He just, the well had run dry. You were able to replenish that. You see people in athletes that suddenly need to get back in the zone and you're able to help them focus and to do that. The book is called The Answer. The book for anyone with ADD, ADHD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, autism, brain disorder, epilepsy, PTSD, a traumatic brain injury, or if you just want to be a little bit sharper in real life, it will help as well. It's available at CarltonNeuroFeedbackCenter.com, and you can link onto our website and go directly there. Doctor, it's always a pleasure to have you in the program. We've got so much more to talk about. We will do that in part three of our series. You can go back and listen to part one and watch it by going to our website and going to the archives. It is always a pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you so much for being with us once again.
Thank you, Rick. Have yourself a great day.
You as well. And once again, the book is called The Answer, written by our guest on the program, Dr. Edward Carlton. Information, and you can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back after these messages.